I'm going to call the regular meeting to order, the Board of Directors, BRA. I would like to ask, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director has received notice of this board meeting. Public meeting was properly posted as required by law. Directors Wade Gear and Martha Martin indicated that they would not be present for the meeting. Before I start this meeting, I'd like to say a few words about our fellow director, Bob Bailon, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Bob was appointed to the board in 2004, and as many of you know, chaired a security committee and a vice president of vice presiding officer of this board. I think that I'd had an opportunity to make a few remarks about Bob a few weeks, well, in our last meeting, I think, on my personal thoughts about Bob, and I think we all share our own really good moments we had working with him, beside him, and on his many projects. But if I was to characterize the gentleman, three things come to my mind. It's one is conscience. I always thought that on a board you need someone who is your conscience of your board, and it was Bob Bailon. He had courage and he had commitment, and I've never known anybody who loved his work more or his commitment to our board and our mission here. He worked very, very hard. Was not afraid at all to speak his mind on issues. I think he spoke very well, and we are a better board for him, but he will be sorely missed. And so I know all of you all have had an opportunity to perhaps contact Pat. But I understand the family is a very strong family and doing well, as you might expect the Bailon family to be. So, with that, if anybody else would like to say a few words about Bob, feel free to, but you don't have to. Anyway, he was a great gentleman. We have a flyer here and where Bob used to sit today, so that's the purpose of that. There was also a couple of other announcements this made this week out of Austin. Mr. Grady Barr from Abilene, Texas, is replacing Mr. Ron Butler, and Mr. F. Leroy Bell from Tuscola is replacing Freda Lee Hughes on the board. And in addition, Zal Sacanino has been reappointed to another term on our board. So congratulations, gentlemen. I also would like to impart to you the following piece of news, that your next presiding officer, effective February the 1st, is Mr. Chris Cluett right here, who's been appointed by Governor Perry to lead y'all. Congratulations, Chris. It's been a real pleasure working with y'all the last couple of years. I've had a lot of help from y'all. I would not have been able to do this without you, and I appreciate each and every one of you. And the staff has been absolutely tremendous. It's been a real honor for me to do this. I have been asked to stay on for a while, so I'll be around here for a while, sitting out there with you and helping Chris and Carolyn here and then Wade carry on their work. So thanks again, people.
Steve, let me say thank you very much for what you've done for us. And we greatly appreciate you staying on with us and helping us out, because we're going to need all the help we can get.
You're quite welcome. Thanks, Chris. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. I have one card here from a Mr. Greg Wilkes. Is there anybody else? All right. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that you can say anything you wish, but the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement of state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request each presentation be limited the 3 minutes each. Mr. Greg Wilkes.
Good morning. I'm Greg Wilkes, and I got a colleague with me here, John Lang. We're both from Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company. You probably know us as formerly as TXU Energy Company, and we are the competitive electric subsidiary of Energy Future Holdings, which was formerly known as TXU Corp. John and I wanted to come this morning for a couple of reasons. First of all, just to introduce ourselves, and two, to let you know that in the future, later this year, we hope to bring before you a new issuance of pollution control revenue bonds to finance the environmental expenditures for a couple of our power plants that we're building. We also wanted to kind of walk through the acquisition that took place last year and make sure you guys are comfortable with the changes that have been made and have an understanding of what we're doing. Last October, TXU Corp was purchased by a group of investors, KKR, Texas Pacific Group, and Goldman Sachs. Probably the biggest change that this acquisition brought to the company is the way it was financed. They have decided to use a bit more leverage than what the company has traditionally used. And because of that, we're no longer an investment grade company. We've been working with Mark Malvo and Steve Adams and John Hawes to help them kind of understand our credit, understand the changes that have been made, and also to understand, help us understand the procedures that we need to go through now to issue pollution control bonds. So I understand that the board is no longer able to use the delegation of authority when authorizing the bonds. Instead, we need to come before you with a fully priced pollution control bond. We've been to the market, have a coupon already set, and then you guys can be able to approve it if you so will. So we will continue to work with John and Steve and Mark, making sure they understand our credit and answer any questions and concerns they have. And we would also like to just make ourselves available to any of you if you have questions or concerns. John and I are planning on staying through your next break if you have questions today. Also, we'd be happy to get on a conference call. We'd be happy to meet in person with any of you and answer any questions or concerns. Just a quick update on the project itself. We've got two plants that we're building, one at Oak Grove and one at Sandow. And both of those are under construction, and we expect both of those to be completed in 2009 and 2010. Again, we appreciate your time, and we'd be happy to answer any questions or concerns that you guys may have in the future. Thanks.
One question, please. I know the Sandow is in Rockdale. What was the other one you mentioned?
It's Oak Grove. It's in Roberson County.
Thank you, Greg.